RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Swedish promotes sustainable mode of transportation. Indonesia continues to support peace in Korean Peninsula. Three more Indonesian hostages released by Abu Sayyaf. Now the news in detail. In a bid to promote sustainable transportation in Indonesia, Ann Lind, the Swedish Minister for European Union Affairs and Trade, went biking with Bike to Work community during Jakarta Car Free Day on Sunday, October 2, 2016. She said that she wanted to make a statement. She think it would be good if more people would use bicycle. She also added that as a minister, she often travels with a bicycle in Sweden. During her visit, Lynn is slated to meet with the Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi to discuss sustainable transportation solutions. The Sweden Ambassador to Indonesia, Johanna Brisparskog, said that Sweden is looking to cooperate more with Indonesia in the transportation sector. She said Sweden are working to sign an agreement with the Minister of Transportation, and he thinks there are so many things Sweden and Indonesia can do together in terms of transportation. Minister Lin is also accompanied by delegations from 15 largest Swedish multinational companies. The minister said that they will intensify trade cooperation between both countries by exploring investment opportunities in Indonesia. An issue involving North and South Korea in the Korean Peninsula had been lasted for a long time and still cannot be resolved yet. Chairman of the House of Representatives, Adekomarudin, in his speech at commemoration of the South Korean National Day and South Korea's Armed Forces Day recently in Jakarta, said that the two Korean countries continue to dispute that give impact to world peace. Therefore, he stated, Indonesia, along with other countries around the world, continue to support a peaceful settlement of the dispute between the two countries.
As the representative of Indonesian people, I strongly urge the government of Indonesia to engage with relevant international parties to discuss, to recommend an immediate and sustainable solution for both the Republic of Korea and the Republic People's Republic of Korea.
Adekomarudin added that Indonesia's support for the settlement of the issue between South and North Korea is one realization of a message from the founding fathers that Indonesia should remain active to create and maintain the world peace. Indonesia is one of the strategic partners of South Korea, which is located in the Southeast Asian region. The South Korean ambassador to Indonesia, Cho Tae-yong, in his speech at the South Korean National Day and Armed Forces Day of South Korea Friday, September 30, 2016, in Jakarta stated that the strategic partnership of the two countries continued to develop until Indonesia became the number one country in various areas of partnership with South Korea.
South Korea's first investment in foreign country was made in Indonesia in 1968. That was the first record of Negara Nomor Satu. And then Indonesia is the first foreign country to buy Korean submarines and jet fighters. That is one more record of Negara Nomor Satu untuk Korea Selatan.
Ambassador Cho Tae-young also added that one prominent investment of South Korea in Indonesia is an investment in the energy sector of oil and gas exploration. Three Indonesian health captives by Abu Sayyaf Group in the Philippines was released on Saturday. They are currently undergoing a medical examination. It was stated by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, in a press conference in Jakarta Sunday.
Jadi, sekali lagi saya ingin sampaikan bahwa tiga sandera warga negara Indonesia atas nama Ferry Arifin.
So once again, I want to say three hostages who were the citizens of Indonesia, namely Ferry Arifin and Mabrur Dahlan and Edi Suryono, had been picked up last night by a special team and had been released at around 11:35 p.m. Before we hold this press conference, we have checked those three hostages are currently in Sulu with Joint Task Force West Minscom to undergo medical examination.
Minister Retno added, the official handover process of three Indonesian citizens will be done by the Indonesian Embassy in Manila, Philippines, soon. Meanwhile, Minister Retno said the government had stepped up effort to secure the release of the two remaining crewmen held by Abu Sayyaf. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian National Narcotics Agency strengthened cooperation with the Indonesian National Police and the Indonesian military to promote the prevention of drugs abuse and hazardous materials in rural areas. BNN Chief Police Commissioner General Budi Waseso in a press release on Sunday, October 2, explained there are many practices in the area of drug abuse, resulting lack of public knowledge toward the danger of drug use. Budi Waseso added, in addition to cooperate with the TNI Polri, in the future, BNN also plans to establish cooperation with the Ministry of Health to promote the dangers of drug use in schools and campus. Indonesian Minister of Home Affairs Cahyo Kumolo said that Pancasila is the principle of Indonesia as an independent and sovereign state. Pancasila is the glue to stick or strengthen diversity in Indonesia from Sabang to Merauke. It was submitted by Minister Cahyo Kumolo during the ceremony of commemoration of Pancasila Sanctity Day at the Ministry of Home Affairs in Jakarta Monday, October 3, 2016. He recalled the five principles should be implemented in every political decision-making, development, and daily life. According to the minister, if Pancasila can be understood and implemented well, everyone are able to initiate and build togetherness and mutual cooperation for the sake of the unitary state of Indonesia. The last item, promotion of the Association for International Sport for All, or TAFISA 2016, will be concentrated in Ancol Dreamland, Taman Impian Jaya Ancol, Jakarta on October 6 to 12. The promotion of this event continued to be improved, even carried out simultaneously in seven cities. Based on a press release from the organizing committee of TAFISA 2016 in Jakarta, Sunday, October 2, 2016, the seven cities of the promotion target are, among others, Cirebon, Tegal, Semarang, Salatiga, Solo, Yogyakarta, and Purwokerto. In Cirebon, the promotion of this championship will be attended by participants from around 74 countries and take place at Bima Stadium, Cirebon. At the Bima Stadium, Cirebon, the visitors also get information related to the implementation of a special championship for sport, which are not contested in the Olympics. The Deputy of Civilizing Sport Ministry of Youth and Sport, Raden Isnanta, said the activity is to introduce TAFISA 2016 to wider community to make them more aware and succeed the event. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Swedish promotes sustainable mode of transportation. Indonesia continues to support peace in Korean Peninsula. Three more Indonesian hostages released by Abu Sayyaf. That was the news.
Listener, our commentary today entitled The Meaning of Pancasila. Pancasila is the Indonesian philosophical foundation and state ideology. It consists of two Sanskrit words, namely Panca meaning fight and Sila meaning principles. Pancasila is the formulation and guidelines of national and state for all Indonesian people's lives. Pancasila was set as the basic principle of Indonesia on August 18, 1945. However, a bloody incident occurred on 30 September 1965. The incident, which was allegedly carried out by the Indonesian Communist Party, PKI, was considered as an attempt to replace the ideology of Pancasila to become the communist ideology. In the accident known as the G30S movement, six generals and one captain of Indonesian forces were killed and put in hold in the area of East Jakarta known as Lubang Buaya by elements which the government described as an attempted coup. The peoples arising from the G30 cell in the end was successfully suppressed by the Indonesian military authorities, who at the time was headed by Major General Suharto, who later became the president in the New Order era, replacing Sukarno. The New Order government then set 30 September as the September 30th Movement Memorial Day, and October 1st was defined as the sanctity of Pancasila Day. The 30 September incident, G30S movement itself, is still being debated among academic circles about who was the perpetrators of the motive behind it. But as a nation that upholds the values of Pancasila, Indonesian nation should be grateful that communism cannot live and grow in this country. Pancasila is not only an ideology but also the identity of Indonesian people. The values contained in Pancasila are reflected in the daily life of Indonesian people. Belief in one only God, which is the first principle, reflects that Indonesian people since a long time ago had been whisperers. Just and civilized humanity in the second principle contains human values. The meaning of human values is the recognition and respect for the dignity and rights of others, mutual help, and behave as a civilized man. Unity of Indonesia in the third principle contains values of unity, meaning even though Indonesia is an archipelagic country and it is inhabited by various ethnic groups, it must uphold unity and not discriminate others, let alone become separated. Democracy, guided by the inner wisdom in a unanimity arising out of deliberation amongst representatives in the four principles, means the sovereignty is on the hands of the people. They are entitled to choose their own representative, had possession, rights, and the same obligations. The values contained in this principle is that Indonesian people uphold the deliberation to reach a consensus. The PEACH principle, namely social justice for all the people of Indonesia, means that the social justice should include all Indonesian people. To obtain these rights, Indonesian people must also respect other people in order to achieve justice. Pancasila has very noble values. Hopefully, along with the era development, Indonesian people still apply Pancasila values in everyday life. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, we meet you again in our daily program Today in History, offered at Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. While we begin our program with an event that happened on October 3, 1943, when PETA was established. PETA or Pembela Tanah Air, or in English means Defenders of the Homeland, or Yodopui Gyukun, was an Indonesian volunteer army established on 3 October 1943 in Indonesia by the occupying Japanese. The Japanese intended PETA to assist their forces in opposing a possible invasion by the Allies. By the end of the war, there were a total of 69 battalions, or we call in Japanese Daidan, in the Java, and around 37,000 men, and Sumatra approximately 20,000 men. On 17 August 1945, the day after the Indonesian Declaration of Independence, the Japanese ordered the PETA Daidan to surrender and hand over their weapons, which most of them did. The Indonesian Republic's newly declared President Sukarno supported the dissolution rather than turn the organization into a national army, as he feared allegations of collaboration that he had allowed a Japanese-created militia to continue in existence. During the Indonesian National Revolution, former PETA officers and troops such as Suharto and Sudirman formed the core of the fledgling Indonesian armed forces. Well, we now move to another event which occurred in 1965 when victims of G-30 and PKI were found at Lubang Buaya Well. The 30th of September movement, abbreviated as G-30S, also known as the acronym Gestapo for Gerakan September 30, or sometimes called Gesto for Gerakan of October, 1st of October movement, was a self-proclaimed organization of Indonesian National Armed Forces members who in the early hours of 1st October 1965 assassinated six Indonesian army generals in a aborted coup d'etat. The victims were thrown to the location at Pondok Gede East Jakarta, which is known as Lubang Buaya. Their bodies were found on 10 October 1965. And the last event for today's program is the German reunification. The German reunification was the process in 1990 in which the German Democratic Party, East Germany, joined the Federal Republic of Germany, West Germany, to form the United Nations of Germany, and Berlin was reunited into a single city as provided by its 10th Grundgesetz Constitution Article 23. The end of the unification process is officially referred to as a German Unity, celebrated on 3rd October, German Unity Day. Following German reunification, Berlin was once again designated as the capital of United Germany. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today's focus is themed Transmigration Program to Support National Food Security. The Indonesian government has conducted transmigration program for decades. At first, it was meant to carry out equal population distribution in the country and at the same time to occupy vacant lands in various provinces such as in Sumatra, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, and Papua so that the land can be utilized for agriculture. Minister of Village, Rural Development and Transmigration Eko Putro Sanjoyo, in a discussion on transmigration on Friday, September the 30th in Yogyakarta, said the transmigration program, which has lasted for decades, have provided evidence that the program has proven to be able to support food security in Indonesia. According to Minister Eko, as quoted by Kompas.com, the transmigration program is able to contribute to rice production of about 8.4 million tons of milled rice per year from rice fields managed by homesteader or transmigrant. Through the transmigration programs, there are 50 districts as a center of oil palm in transmigration areas. Food production in transmigration areas have also been developed with upstream-downstream integration through industrialization,
In transmigration areas, there are 3.38 million hectares of land that has the potential for the development of food in order to support national food security. Within 66 years of the program in Indonesia, at least about 8.8 million people have benefited from transmigration. They obtained direct employment opportunities in new areas and ultimately succeeded in increasing their level of welfare. In addition, transmigration program also creates a new growth center. Meanwhile, in the same occasion, economist Sri Edi Swasono stated that the food crisis that happened in Indonesia recently was a result of the government's negligence towards the existence of transmigration program since 1998. Sri Edi explained that revitalization of transmigration program will be able to help solve the food crisis. Related to that matter, PT Pupuk Indonesia, as a state-owned company, continues to increase its contribution to food security program. Investment Director of PT Pupuk Indonesia, Gus Rizal, as quoted by GPNN.com, said the company continued to contribute in developing the food sector to achieve food sovereignty in Indonesia. With the opening of new land, it is expected to increase the number of national food production. That was focused today on Transmigration Program Supports Food Security. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. In a bid to promote sustainable transportation in Indonesia, Ann Linde, the Swedish Minister for European Union Affairs and Trade, went biking with Bike to Work community during Jakarta Car Free Day on Sunday, October 2, 2016. During her visit, Linde is slated to meet with the Minister of Transportation, Budi Karya Sumadi, to discuss sustainable transportation solutions. The Sweden Ambassador to Indonesia, Johanna Brismaskog, said that Sweden is looking to cooperate more with Indonesia in the transportation sector. An issue involving North and South Korea in the Korean Peninsula had been lasted for a long time and still cannot be resolved yet. Chairman of the House of Representatives Ade Komarudin, in his speech at commemoration of the South Korean National Day and South Korea's Armed Forces Day recently in Jakarta, said that the two Korean countries continue to dispute that give impact to world peace. Indonesia is one of the strategic partners of South Korea, which is located in the Southeast Asian region. The South Korean ambassador to Indonesia, Cho Tae-young, in his speech at the South Korean National Day and Armed Forces Day South of South Korea Friday, September 30, 2016, in Jakarta, stated that the strategic partnership of the two countries continued to develop until Indonesia became the number one country in various areas of partnership with South Korea. Three Indonesian held captive by Abu Sayyaf Group in the Philippines was released on Saturday. They are currently undergoing a medical examination. It was stated by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, in a press conference in Jakarta. Indonesian National Narcotics Agency strengthened cooperation with the Indonesian National Police and the Indonesian military to promote the prevention of drugs abuse and hazardous materials in rural areas. Indonesian Minister of Home Affairs Cahyo Kumolo said that Pancasila is the principle of Indonesia as an independent and sovereign state. Pancasila is the glue to stake or strengthen diversity in Indonesia from Sabang to Merauke. Promotion of the Association for International Sport for All, or TAFISA 2016, will be concentrated in Ancol Dreamland, Taman Impian Jaya Ancol, Jakarta, on October 6 to 12. The promotion of this event continued to be improved, even carried out simultaneously in seven countries, such as Cirebon, Tegal, Semarang, Salatiga, Solo, Yogyakarta, and Purwokerto. Listener, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia Broadcasting Daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is with pleasure that we meet with you again for our program Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, the culinary arts, the fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Malang, East Java. Stay tuned. Listeners, Malang City is located in East Java and sees more domestic visitors crowding its streets than visitors from abroad. Malang is a favorite destination for tourists. The city has fresh air, many culinary delicacies, and beautiful scenery. One place that is exceptionally beautiful is Lenggok Sono Beach. Lenggok Sono Beach is located on the Lenggok Sono Hamlet in Purwodadi Village, Tirtoyudo in the Malang Regency, East Java. To get to the beach from Malang, begin by traveling from the Dampit sub-district to the Tirtoyudo sub-district. At the Tangsi intersection, turn right and enter into Tirtoyudo Village. From here, the beach is around 30 kilometers away. While the road from Tangsi Tirtoyudo to Lenggok Sono Beach has smooth asphalt, it is narrow and zigzags quite a bit. As you drive, you will find sharp uphill and downhill curves, but we guarantee you will not get bored because you will witness some amazing green clove plantation on either side of the road as you travel. Listeners, Lenggok Sono Beach offers up many water activities, including snorkeling, diving, and surfing. If you are new to surfing, Lenggok Sono Beach is a great spot to start learning. The waves are only about 3 meters high, so it's not too dangerous for a beginner. Besides surfing, you can also swim and see coral reef and plenty of fish. If you want an adventure, you can sail using jukung. Jukung is a small fishing boat made from wood. With jukung, you can sail to the bay to see the cliff or even enter into the cave where there are many bats. Listeners, if you enjoy fishing, Lenggok Sono Beach will be a pleasant place for you to visit. Lenggok Sono Beach has become a conservation area for pearl lobster, sand lobster, and stone lobster. The beach has been deemed an ecotourism site by the Ministry of Fish and Maritime. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Lenggok Sono Beach in Malang. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Listener, thank you for still being with us, the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestions or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id and english@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Ke Toko Buku, which in English means going to the bookstore. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I say the sentence twice loudly, and you can repeat after me. Toko buku. Toko buku, which means bookstore. Pulang kantor. Pulang kantor. Office break. Membelikan, membelikan, to buy. Perlengkapan, perlengkapan, equipment. Sekolah, sekolah, school. Anak, anak, child or kid. Ikut, ikut, to follow. Kalkulator, kalkulator, calculator. Buku tulis, buku tulis, exercise book. Penjepit kertas, penjepit kertas, paper clip. Stapler, stapler, stapler. Kotak pensil, kotak pensil, pencil case. Pulpen, pulpen, pen. Pensil, pensil, pencil. Penggaris, penggaris, ruler. Jangka, jangka, kompas. Karet penghapus, karet penghapus, eraser. Lupa, lupa, to forget. Kamus Bahasa Inggris, kamus Bahasa Inggris, English Dictionary. Amplop, amplop, envelope. Materai, materai, stamp. Makan, makan, to eat. Bakmi, bakmi, noodle. Tunggu, tunggu, to wait. Lapangan parkir, lapangan parkir, parking area. Listener, now we give you an example of conversation entitled Ke Toko Buku, or in English means going to the bookstore. The conversation is between A. Tuti and B. Susan at the office. A. Tuti, pulang kantor, kamu mau kemana? Pulang kantor, kamu mau kemana? Which means, where are you going after the office break? B. Susan, saya mau ke toko buku. Saya mau ke toko buku, which means, I want to go to a bookstore. Saya mau membelikan perlengkapan sekolah anak saya. Saya mau membelikan perlengkapan sekolah anak saya, which means, I want to buy some school supplies for my child.
A to T. Kalau begitu, saya ikut. Kalau begitu, saya ikut. Which means, so, I come with you. Saya mau membeli. Saya mau membeli. I want to buy. Kalkulator. Kalkulator. Calculator. Buku tulis. Buku tulis. Exercise book. Penjepit kertas. Penjepit kertas. Paperclip. Dan stapler. Dan stapler. And stapler. Kamu mau membeli apa untuk anakmu? Kamu mau membeli apa untuk anakmu? What do you want to buy for your child? B. Susan, saya mau membeli. Saya mau membeli. I want to buy. Kotak pensil. Kotak pensil. Pencil case. Pulpen. Pulpen. Pen. Pensil. 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 Penggaris. Penggaris. Ruler. Jangka. Jangka. Kompas. Dan juga karet penghapus. Dan juga karet penghapus. And also eraser. A to T. Oh ya, saya lupa. Oh ya, saya lupa. Which means, oh sorry, I forget. Saya juga mau membeli kamus bahasa Inggris. Saya juga mau membeli kamus bahasa Inggris. Which means, I also want to buy an English dictionary. B. Susan. Oh, selain itu, saya juga mau membeli amplop dan juga materai. Selain itu, saya juga mau membeli amplop dan juga materai. I also want to buy some envelopes and stamps. A to T. Bagaimana kalau sebelum ke toko buku kita makan dulu? Bagaimana kalau sebelum ke toko buku kita makan dulu? Which means, why don't we eat first before we go to the bookstore? Saya mau makan bakmi. Saya mau makan bakmi. I want to eat noodle. B. Susan. Baiklah, nanti saya tunggu kamu di lapangan parkir ya. Baiklah, nanti saya tunggu kamu di lapangan parkir ya. Alright, I will wait for you at the parking area. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week and sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will dedicate to you an Indonesian male singer, Bruri Marantika. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Senandung Rindu by Bruri Marantika. Happy listening.
Lagu untukmu, lagu.
Listener, the song Senandung Rindu is an old pop genre song. Brewery then brought it back in Kroncong genre. The lyric of the song may evoke memories of the past, which were beautiful or sad memories. The song Senandung Rindu tells about the memorable moments of a couple lover. To sing it back, reminding a couple days will never be forgotten. Listener, a man who was born in Ambon on June 25, 1948, with an original name Simon Domingos Pesolima. But during his career in the music and entertainment world, he then better known with Bruri Marantika. His ability in the world of entertainment, especially singing, has been known among music lovers in Indonesia and in the neighboring countries such as Malaysia. He has released many albums. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Pamit by Bruri Marantika.
Kabarku bila suara
The song tells about separation with someone beloved ones. Sometimes life is actually not always run as desired. Hardly when decided to leave someone who belongs to the deepest heart and let her or him go to another. Listener, Bruri had changed his name to Abdullah when he married Singaporean singer Anita Sarawak. But after he divorced, he took again the name Bruri on his stage performance. Bruri was often made a duet with Dewi Yul and won numerous awards in the music world, including the Malaysian Official Music Industry Award in 1997 with the song Surat Untuk Kekasih. In the previous year, Bruri also won Best Album with a song entitled Hapuslah Air Mata. In Indonesia, he won award in 6 categories in the Jakarta Music Festival with the song Once There Was Love in 1991. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Hati Yang Terluka and Untuk Apalagi by Bruri Marantika. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Kan ku cari jalan yang sepi untuk menghindar darimu. Ku berjanji di dalam hati takkan lagi ku menjumpaimu. Selama ini aku sayang. Selama ini aku sayangi. Yang selama ini aku sayangi, kau merubah cintaku jadi benci.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Bukan maksud hatiku untuk menyakiti ataupun mengkhianati. Bukan maksud hatiku pergi dan berlari dari kenyataan ini. Bukan aku sembunyi sayang, bukan aku tak ingin bersama dirimu kasih cerita cinta di antara kita masih terukir di dalam darah. Bila memang kau pergi, di manakah lagi akan ku cari pengganti? Bila kau tiada lagi, mana mungkin nanti cinta kita akan bersemi. Berikan kesempatan sayang, mungkin aku dapat mengambil suatu keputusan. Serasa tiada guna hidup ini bila kau dan aku bersama lagi. Untuk kapan lagi ada cinta di dada bila semua ini tak berguna? Kau tak lagi kembali di sini, tak mungkin semua ini terjadi.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.